Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del. And today is another episode of Tell Del Tuesday. This is an opportunity for us to bring successful Lifestyles Unlimited members onto the show so that you can understand that the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited are designed to help you change your life. And when I say change your life, what I'm talking about is changing it from what you have been doing or what you're currently doing for employment and for retirement and, you know, the things that society said you have to do. I mean, these are the things that society told me I had to do too. And then along the way, I found Lifestyles Unlimited and I joined, became a member. And I'll tell you what, by doing the things that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches, you can make a significant difference in your life to the point where you can change the direction that your life is going. And you can get off of society's roller coaster and get onto a more level playing field and start evening the deck, so to speak, for your own life. And on today's show, I've got some very special guests. Today I have Dale and Sharon. They've been Lifestyles Unlimited members since May of last year. They joined Lifestyles Unlimited with the idea that they wanted to replace their corporate income. And without telling their story for them, let me just bring Dale and Sharon on and let's get to know them so that you can understand that they're real people like you that have made an informed decision to do something against society's rules. Well, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome. It's almost the end of the year. Are you guys happy that 2020 is almost in the books?
Well, in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. I just, as I tell Sherry every day, I would like to have more houses.
That's a good goal. And from what I can tell, you've already got a good start on that. So let's get into your story. Let's find out who you guys are, what you were doing for life prior to becoming members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and tell us about what you were doing for retirement planning.
Okay. Well, I'll start and I'll let Sherry finish up. So I was a fleet coordinator for a natural gas pipeline company that's based throughout the United States. And it was a nine to 10 hour days. I was putting money in faithfully in my 401k and building up my retirement, as all people do typically in the corporate world. So that's what I was doing up until the point where some things happened. So I've been with the company for 32 years. And on November of 2019, they decided that they want to downsize. And so they laid me off. So I'll let Sherry kind of put in her, Sharon, put in her part what she's been doing.
Yes. So I'm in education. I'm a manager in a school district, and we do have a retirement account with the state of Texas. So that was my retirement, is with the Texas Teachers Retirement System.
Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting back, and I'm trying to put myself into your shoes, Dale. And, I mean, after giving 32 years of your life, and I'm assuming loyalty also, to a organization, they just kind of said, you know what, it's not going to work out anymore, and they just kind of pushed you to the side?
Well, I wouldn't say pushed me to the side. There was some other reorganizations where other people were laid off at the same time, but, you know, you have loyalty, and it was extreme loyalty. Sharon would attest that I would answer calls on the weekends and after hours, because there was parts of it as being a person who's in charge of trucks for the vehicles for a company that you just have to be ready to answer sometimes at any time, sometimes even on vacation. So it wasn't personal, I think. It was just a business decision that they decided to make, and there was other people that were also asked to take retirement or get laid off at the same time as well.
How many different employers had you worked for before you joined that organization?
Well, actually, only about two. And going way back, it's like, you know, in my 20s, I was at a movie theater as a manager, and I moved to Texas in the 80s. And then I worked for a oil parts and service company, and I was getting my college education as a mail clerk for about 3 years. So, but the majority of my time in business was always at the same company.
Wow. So how did it make you feel when they made that decision for you to be laid off?
Well, it was kind of a double-edged sword. In one sense, it's like, you know, a sense of what was I going to do next? And the other part was, well, maybe this is really an answer to prayer, and that's where Sharon comes in. Sharon says, this is what we've been asking for, the opportunities and situations to be able to do something different. And we'd been wanting to get into, you know, real estate for quite a while. So this was just sort of a way to get that process to come together.
And if I could interject.
Oh, yeah.
So we had been praying for time and to do real estate, but since we were both working 10 and 12-hour days, it was really difficult. But when Dale got laid off, it really was an answer to prayer because all of a sudden we had time, and he had access to his 401k, and so that's what he started doing was real estate.
Now, you'd already made the decision to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited before this event occurred, correct?
That's correct. So to give just a little bit of history behind our story is that we were at the financial freedom level for a while, and we used that to take my former residence and use, you know, all of the Del Walmsley Lifestyles Unlimited process to keep that up, and that house has been running seamlessly for the most part for several years. I actually probably hung on to it a little too long. But so in May, just things were getting closer to my age and the retirement, and it was sort of the writing on the wall, could possibly be out there. Just didn't know it was going to be as soon as it was. So that's when we made the change to do the challenge member in 2019. So, but it's still doing the education, going through the process. But again, the hours were just not conducive to try and go look at houses or try and do the process. And so in November, when it finally happened, it seemed like that, you know, like as Sharon said, that was the answer for prayer. So I started pushing more towards the education. And then come December 6th of 2019, I answered one of the blasts on one of the real estate things, and I went down to Texas City, and it just looked like the right place, the right time. And fortunately, nobody else showed up because it was 1 o'clock on a weekday afternoon. So the Lifestyles agent said, you need to buy this. This is really a good deal. The numbers work. Everything works properly. And I said, okay, I don't really quite understand as much as I should. You know, had the numbers working. So I went ahead and purchased it. Fast forward a week later, maybe not even 2 weeks later, same agent called, you know, put a blast out and said, hey, there's another house up in Spring, and this house is really good too as well. And he said, you want to grab this one? So I thought, well, you know, I've already jumped into the pool, might as well go 2 feet in. And so we did. And so I was rehabbing two houses at the same time with a general contractor at each, and the situation, the circumstances just worked. We followed the Lifestyles model, and they just did what they were supposed to do. In less than 2 months, actually, by the time the expo came around, we actually had both houses closing at the same time, and we had renters.
Wow. I mean, talk about out of the frying pan and into the fire. You not only took down one property, you went ahead and took two properties down as your initial entryway into real estate investing, and that's pretty cool. That is actually a very cool result. How did it make you feel?
Well, it just kind of, you know, put some wind back in my sails, just made me feel like, you know, hey, as my wife Sharon would say many a time, she says, you took the experience and knowledge that you had from the business sense and you put it into our real estate business. So as Dale would probably say, and if he was listening, whatever, probably his ears would ring, is this was sort of like the first aha moment.
That is a great aha moment. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break, and we come back from the break. We're going to talk about how they managed to get all that done. Stick around.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
No, it's not Del Walmsley today. It's Al Gordon sitting in for Del Walmsley and proudly doing so. And on today's show, I have Dale and Sharon. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members, and they've been members for about a little over a year and a half. And they have been doing the things that they needed to do in order to change what they were doing for retirement. And we're going to get into that in this segment. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, why the transition. So let's just do that now. Why the full court press into real estate investing, even though you had been previously laid off not too far after joining?
Well, to kind of explain the situation, as I mentioned earlier in the program, we had my primary residence that was renting properly. And, you know, every day you listen to Del Walmsley on the radio and said, hey, that works. So fast forward, now we've got 2 properties. It's like, this works. This replaces my income. And you just realize, as he says, that you're fighting your way back from the corporate world one house at a time, and suddenly, you know, you've got cash flow coming in, and it just works. I mean, there's just no way of getting around. It's like you can't miss the system. I keep thinking there's kind of a Star Wars movie from the very beginning. It's like stay on target. And so I have to say that my wife helps me, encourage me to stay on target. So to kind of pick up from the story, so we had 2 houses that we picked up in December, and we closed on them late February or March, Sharon?
It was like mid-February, the day of the expo. We did the conventional closing on those 2 properties.
And again, sort of an aha moment. You've got 2 houses closing at the same time. You're going to the conference, and suddenly, you know, you start to realize this can be a reality. You're no longer a spectator. You're actually a participant. They're actually taking you out onto the field, and you're actually doing the process of what Lifestyles talks about.
That's got to be a really good feeling.
Yes, and then Dale's been networking with other investors and with real estate agents and answering the blast. And then in March, we got the 3rd property.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit about those first 2 properties that you were doing simultaneously. Now, I'll be the first one to say up front, you know, we don't normally recommend our members jump into multiple properties, especially on their first go-round, but apparently that didn't bother you, Dale. You jumped right into 2 properties. So what was it like to build your team and to make sure that everything was happening the way you intended it to happen?
Well, as I mentioned before, the Lifestyles model fits the work. So they tell you to make the list and build your team. So it was easy on one of the properties because the one property was just sort of a no-brainer. All it needed was some paint inside, some flooring, but all the other things were all in good condition. The air conditioning was in good condition. You know, the house was in good condition, so that made that part easy. So that one wasn't so hard to monitor. The other one was a little bit more difficult, but again, you know, work experience that I had from my corporate job just said that somebody has done this before. And so talked to my mentor and said, hey, this is going on, that's going on. She says, well, you need to make adjustments here or there. Let's keep on them. I would recommend, you know, staying on them and checking on them at least once or twice a week. But again, there's just a process. And the general contractors are pretty good, too, as far as to helping you stay on target. So they kind of have a checklist that they go through with you, and you just work the system.
So that first house, Tell me about what it was like when you first visited that house. Now, is this the one that just needed some paint, or is this the one that needed a little more TLC?
This is the one that needed more TLC. So, you know, it was a little bit kind of scary. You know, it's like it was my I had bought one house before, my primary residence, but again, this one, it was, you know, it was taking what the Lifestyles mentor was saying, what the Lifestyles agent was saying too. They had a vision, so it was a smaller house. It needed new carpet. It needed central AC. So that was kind of an interesting part. But I've heard Dell talk on the radio before about putting central AC in. It's not that hard, and it's pretty easy. So, but he was just keeping a checklist of staying on point with them. And again, I would have to say the mentors helped me, walk me, talk me through it. But staying on point and just making sure that everything was being done in process. And I'll be honest with you, both construction companies did a great job within 30 days or less. Both properties were done. So the paint and the flooring was done at the Easy property. The other one, too, they did a really good job of just making sure that things were getting done. AC, you know, paint outside, putting the flooring in, followed the Lifestyles agent recommendation, took out a portion of a wall because it's a smaller property, about 1,100 square feet, and opened up a wall. And they call it a pony wall, so it opens up such an area that you've got, it looks like you've got more space than you actually do. So you've got kind of a little space for eating between the two, but they also has a little dining area. So, but it just, again, it's just staying on point and following on. And there's a checkoff list that's actually in the Lifestyles thing as to what you need to do and how you need to check things off as they happen, where you go through it.
I'd like to say about that first little property, it's beautiful. It's blessing the tenants. The little lady just had a baby there, and granite throughout is just a gorgeous property.
Man, it sounded like I might want to rent from you guys.
It's really gorgeous. And
you know,
we had another house that we just finished with, and it's rented, but it was like a halfway house. It was terrible. We put central AC in there, and that property is gorgeous. With granite, it's just top-notch. It's beautiful. A couple live in there now, and they're just really blessed. And the neighbors are liking it because they didn't like the condition of the property before, and now it's making the neighborhood better.
How does it make you feel to be able to go out into the world and transform something that is, you know, kind of maybe blighted or, you know, just not the nicest thing in the neighborhood and actually turning it into the nicest thing in the neighborhood?
Well, it gives you a sense of satisfaction, but, you know, it's funny, too, is because when I listen to Dell on the radio, too, I keep thinking of Dellisms, is that you are not only making something nice, but you're also giving something back to other people. So you're employing the general contractor, you're employing the lender, you're employing, you know, yard guy. You know, it just, everyone gets kind of a win-win-win situation. But it really does make you feel good that you can do something that, you know, transitions in time. It truly does transition to time, where it's like, you know, there's sort of a sense of accomplishment that you don't necessarily get typically in a corporate world, because when you do something in a corporate world, you're just one number amongst the many. And somebody does, you only hears one story, but when you do a property like this and bring it back up, it's just, everybody, there's a lot of people that are affected and a lot of people are helped as well along the way.
I think that's the coolest thing when it comes to what we do with real estate investing is that we help other people. And that is part of the recipe to success. Hey, we're going to break, guys. When we come back from the break, we're going to get back into your story because it's a good one. Stick around.
Dell Walmsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise, tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online pre-workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Nope, not Dell Walmsley. It's Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Dell Walmsley. And on today's show, we're talking with Dale and Sharon, Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been members since May of last year. And, you know, they had kind of a significant event that occurred in their life. Dale, after working for a particular corporation for about 32 years, was laid off. And at that time, he saw it differently than maybe you and I would see it. He saw it as an answer to prayer. And I mean, I guess from my perspective, I would have looked at it as a financial catastrophe, but that's not the way you took it, was it, Dale?
No, not at all. So I will say, you know, the company did try and do as well as it could. So I was given a lump sum at the time that I made my exit. Plus two, with that, I had access to my 401k, and suddenly it starts making more sense now. What Dale Walmsley was saying is take your 401k and put it into something that's real assets, real estate. So it made the opportunities and situations work out where it's like, hey, take this. And I was fortunate, too, that my wife works. So using her W-2 and her keeping the household bills and stuff like that taken care of, it allowed me to take the lump sum and the 401k and start putting it towards some real estate.
So in that first property that you acquired and renovated, the one that took a little more than just a couple coats of paint, what did the property do for you once you rehabbed it, put a great resident in there, got it stabilized, put long-term financing on it? What is that property doing for you financially?
Well, financially, it's you know, the five ways, and I wish I could remember off the top of my head the five ways, but the cash flow itself is almost $300 a month. The equity capture was probably about anywhere from being conservative is $25,000 to $30,000 in equity capture. So plus two is like you've got a real asset that's such, you know, it's like it just works. It works well for me and well for us.
Yeah, not to mention you're getting all the tax benefits that go along with the ownership of that property through depreciation and, of course, principal pay down and you know, the fact that properties have a tendency to go up in value. So, you know, that's a completely different animal than just staring at a monthly statement on your 401k, right?
Exactly. You know, it's interesting because when you look at the figures and to see the real figures on paper but actually watch it come to fruition, you know, you look at the house, and one of the kind of the fun, kind of like little Christmas moments for me every time we close on a property is when you get the appraisal, and it's like the appraisal was estimated at, I think, $130,000 for that property, and ended up coming in at $131,000 for the appraisal. It's like, wow, if it's $131,000 now, what is it going to be worth in 2 or 3 years? So already at the very beginning, there was equity capture, and there was cash flow each month. And so, as some people may or may not understand, the cash flow is after all the taxes and the homeowners association, which is no homeowners association to that property, but there are on some of the others, is that when you get done with all that, taking care of all the bill itself, there's $300 that can actually go into my pocket or our savings such that we are replacing my corporate income one house, one step at a time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, $3,600 a year in spendable money, that would benefit anybody. I'm a firm believer that would benefit anybody. So tell me about that second property, the one that needed, you know, maybe just a couple coats of paint. What did that do for you financially?
Well, that one there, it's even better yet. So all I needed, like, again, I just needed flooring and some paint. It's a four-bedroom house with two-car garage, and, again, it's a model. But fortunately, it just happened to be the right pocket, the right time, the right moment, and pounced on it with the blast that came out. That one there is probably closer to almost $400 in cash flow, and that's probably, it's even got, I think, even more. It's at least $30,000 plus. I should have had all my figures with me in front of me, but That property is going to probably go up in value much more so because it's in spring. It's a really nice neighborhood, but there was so little that needed to be done. It just made it so easy. And again, the faster you do, and it doesn't happen every time, but once in a while you get lucky or fortunate, as Sherry and I would say, blessed by God, that puts the situation together. So that one is really a kind of a nice property that just can't help but just make the, and the people were, you know, there's a single family that lives there with several children, so it's just a really nice place.
It backs up to a golf course.
Oh, man. You know, I'm just kind of sitting here and I'm doodling with the numbers, and just with those two properties, you created $8,400 in cash flow for your family, spendable money, and you captured equity of about $60,000. That's wealth. I mean, that goes right on your balance sheet as retained equity. How did that make you feel?
It made us both feel really good, and it was just kind of like, wow, you know, you can hear about the stories that Dell talks about, and it's like I always kind of make the joke, it's like you can hear about somebody going to the moon or the space station, but to actually take the trip and make it yourself, it really gives you a sense of pride, and it also gives you a sense of value. It's like, you know, I really like the idea that Lifestyles passes it on to the next person. So I can understand where people like David Fisher and Dell Walmsley want to, you know, pass the information along. So I'm more than happy to share my story with people and even, you know, be open to being a mentor maybe someday at Lifestyles, because I'd like to show and teach people what I've learned. And there's things along the way, too, that you can learn, you know, that you may not always pick up in the classes, but there's things that you can learn from a mentor that you wouldn't normally have picked up, you know, unless you did it yourself.
I agree with you 100% there. Well, okay, maybe not on the I'm going to be a mentor part, because I'm not interested in doing that. But hey, I'm glad you are, because we need quality people like you helping the quality members in our organization. I mean, that's just part of the symbiotic relationship that works so well for all of us. Here's a question for you with regards to those first two properties. From the time that you made the decision that you were going to buy them to the time that you actually executed your leases, what was the time in between? How much time did you spend on that property?
I mean, actual hours, clock hours that I spent on the property?
That, and, you know, from start to finish, how many calendar days did it take you to actually get those things completed and ready to go?
Well, I was probably a little bit more on site than I needed to be, but I would say it's like anywhere from 2 to 3 days a week, but maybe 5 to 10 hours tops, and maybe it was just because I was still looking at making sure that the figures were working, the contractor's money was working properly. But I wouldn't say more than, you know, 5 to 10 hours a week, and I probably could have done less. Probably you won't really need to spend more than 2 or 6 hours a week, even in the process of rehab. And then even after that, then there's only maybe a couple hours a month, if that.
So how long did it take to actually transform those properties?
Well, I was fortunate. It only took about 30-some days for the major rehab. The other one, probably a little less, was maybe 20 days, 20 to 30 days. But within 30 days, both properties were finished. And before they even got completely finished, I would say probably a week before they were finished, we had renters already lined up for them. Of course, that was pre-COVID.
Boy, you said a dirty word there, COVID. But that's all right. We're going to let it slide. I don't think we'll get fined by the FCC for that one. But I told you the jokes are terrible. I told them that at the break. You folks on the air didn't hear that. Anyhow, I think that's pretty cool, the fact that you were able to transition two properties in less than 30 days by following the map that Lifestyles Unlimited taught you. And then you created wonderful places for great people to live. What was the feedback that you received from the people that looked at the property that wanted to rent it from you?
Everyone who looked at it said they really liked it. In fact, the only thing I think that kind of narrowed it down was just to get in maybe the process of credit and what their income was, but they just said, wow, they couldn't even believe that it was just such a nice place. I mean, it looks good on the outside, but it looks really nice on the inside. So I did something a little different on the one property where, like I said, we did a pony wall, but granite countertops, you know, brand new AC and heating systems, new dishwasher, new stove. I mean, it's just following the model of David Fisher. It's like, you know, the agreeable gray paint walls, the vinyl planking. So, you know, something spills on the floor except in the bedrooms. On that particular property, we put carpet in the bedrooms, but now we've even transitioned to doing...
Hold that thought, Dale. We're going to break. When we come back, we get back into the numbers.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley. And on today's show, we have Dale and Sharon. They're members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and they have been doing the things that we teach our members to do at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is to go forth, invest in real estate assets that have the ability to pay you five different ways. And in the last segment, we were talking about just the first two deals that Dale and Sharon did. And, you know, they got some really great results. Not only are they bringing in $8,400 a year in passive income, and by the way, most of that is probably offset by the fact that the tax code allows us to depreciate those assets. So, you know, when the dust all settles, if they're paying any taxes on that money, it's very little. But in addition to that, they captured $60,000 worth of equity in those properties. I mean, that's $60,000 of wealth. In other words, if they decided that they just needed to turn around and sell those properties, they would get a big influx of cash. But that's not how we do business at Lifestyles Unlimited. What we do is we operate those properties, and we do that in accordance with goals and objectives that we set for ourselves. So tell me about property number three. What did that one do for you guys?
Well, property number three wasn't probably as good as it could have been. So it was already rented out, and so it needed some work, and it was difficult to do the work when somebody was in there. So I do recommend is that if you can get a property that's vacant or is going to be vacant, it's easier that way. So that one, that's only equity capture was a little less, and it was probably a little under $20,000.
Cash flowed from day one.
That's true.
There's perks on both sides there.
If you do things right, too, it's like you make sure that people are taken care of. What I do like hearing, and it kind of makes the situation nice and fun, too, is my renters will always say, Mr. Dale, because that's what I go by, is Mr. Dale, you know, you always make sure that we're taken care of, and I really appreciate you as a landlord. So the equity capture was a little less on that one, and the cash flow is like about $286 a month. Still not bad, but we're at a point right now where we're going to have to probably do some more rehab on that property as the renters are moving out.
Why did you guys buy that one with a tenant in place?
Well, you know, it just seemed right. It was in the right neighborhood. The numbers seemed to work, and it just seemed, you know, it's like, you know what, you can't stop. You've got to keep moving forward. So even if you don't get as much equity capture, and you get the cash flow, it's still, if the numbers work, you're still improving your cash situation. So it's like the cash flow was enough to make it worthwhile, plus two, even if there's some equity capture, still made it work. So even if the numbers are a little bit low, you eventually still will get a good return on your money.
So when that resident moves out, what's the game plan with that property?
Well, the game plan is always to fix everything, as David Fisher and Dell would say, but also, too, it's like, because of the neighborhood, I don't think it's going to last long. But again, you know, fresh paint, fresh flooring, and there's not a lot of repairs that need to be done. But again, still, it's like it's good to have everything fixed. So that was probably the one thing that was just a little bit off, is that there was a couple things that need to be fixed between the time that we bought it, even between now. So we had a leaky toilet the other day. But again, if you make sure you take care of your renters will take care of you and make sure that they're paying on time, even through this pandemic.
Yeah, I think the neatest thing about real estate investing is that real estate is so forgiving. You can make a little tiny mistake, which, you know, that might be considered a little tiny mistake, but you're going to do fine regardless. So tell me about the next property that you acquired.
Well, again, the next property was, again, this one was a really nicer property. So that one there, the cash flow on that, again, it was needing paint, need a roof, needed some new flooring, but because of the area it was in, the cash flow on that one is at least 400 plus. It could be even more, as high as like 450. And again, that one rented before we were almost finished with it. In fact, probably it only took about 35, 40 days tops for that one before that one was finished completely. We had a renter for that one as well. So that one, probably again, another 30,000 plus equity capture plus 400 cash flow. So we were at least a fourth of our way, if not a little bit further than that, to replacing my corporate income.
That's got to be a really good feeling.
It does make you feel better. It's like, it helps you sleep better at night.
So how many properties are you up to so far?
Well, including the primary residence that we had when we first got married, We're up to 7 properties now.
7 rental properties.
7 rental properties, single family.
7, wow. 7 rental properties. I mean, that is a very, very excellent result.
So we've purchased 6 this year, and we're hoping to close 3 of them with a conventional soon.
So you've got a couple that are still in the works.
Right. So even though they're still in the hard money, even before they're finished or just about the same time they're finished, all the other, the last 3 are already rented, and we've got cash flow coming in for that. But as Sharon was saying, that we're going from the hard money loan to the conventional loan.
And how difficult is that process for you?
Well, most of the time I would say it was very seamless. These last 3 seem to be a little bit more challenged, and some would say that, you know, there's other processes or things that happen because of it. But still, even with that, even if they're in the hard money, they're still flowing cash somewhat. But when all is finished, there's probably going to be another $700 or $800 cash flow with those last 3 properties. So we're well into like almost $2,800 worth of cash flow per month with all properties.
Wow. $2,800 per month in cash flow. Spendable cash that you can use anywhere you choose to. That is a great result. Hey, we're at the end of the show, guys. I want to appreciate you being on the show. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.